I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is the August 1st, 2022 public meeting of the Planning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, and that an annual notice was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the Township website, the bulletin boards at the front of the municipal building, the front door of the public safety building, and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to the meeting. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Butcher? Mr. Glaser?
Here.
Mr. Higgins?
Here.
Ms. Johnson?
Present.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Here.
Mr. Lazarus?
Here.
Mr. Millay? Is absent.
Absent. No fun without
and
John.
And Mr. Sumay?
Here.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. We will... Why don't we just... I don't know if it's worth calling these guys now or do the couple of things beforehand.
Well, they're standing by, so.
Maybe I'll call them up and try to get them hooked on for a minute here to make sure we get the technology working. Bill, you're going to have to help me with this.
I have no idea.
Okay, so you
dial. Is there an 8 or a 9?
No. So just dial first one.
Yeah, I just
call
experience
inclusion. I don't know the phone system.
Well, you have to dial the prefix number. That's
And then conference
needs
it all.
And
then choose the button
yes.
to remove all
branch.
Okay.
No, it doesn't.
Our technology.
Your call is forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 908-246-1720 is not available.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Let's try it again. Here, I was thinking we were making so much progress. I know, but...
Well, I told him we were calling from the landline.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 908246.
I'll try Tom.
I have a really good consistent security with that.
You have
246-1720,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 908. Maybe text them, say we're trying to call them.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not a 908.
I could call Tom, but I'd rather get the...
I think you tried first.
Oh, my God. His phone's pushing it right into voicemail.
Mm-hmm. That's the Joe Torriello.
Oh wow, it's only showing up. Maybe there's some sort of thing about dialing on this now. All right, well you want to keep him on here.
Is he in there?
Yeah, this is Joe. Because we're trying to call Tom Barron's. No, it's not your fault. It must be something with the phone here.
Why doesn't he even show up when it calls in?
Oh really?
That's weird.
Can you merge it by dialing into the landline?
Okay, yeah, we don't know the number.
We don't know the extension.
Do you want to leave him on here? And I'll call Tom?
Yeah,
I'll
why don't we do that? All right, we're going to keep you on my phone, Joe, and I'm just going to try Tom. No, it's okay. As long as we have you.
Shift to infrastructure.
Yeah. Hey Tom, it's us here in the room. Can you hear us?
I can
can't hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, it might be you, Joe, because they got Tom Barron's on the line.
So we got...
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Let me just make sure, because we got... Joe...
I did lose you there.
Can you hear us now?
Now I can, yes.
Yeah, so we got Joe Torriello as well on another line. Can you hear us, Joe?
I can hear everybody fine.
All right, can you... Let's try to make this work.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's yeah, let's try. We're going to go through a couple of minutes of our normal stuff here. We wanted to make sure we got you hooked in first. So the first item up was we don't have a conflict engineer appointed this year. We very rarely need one. We have an upcoming application that we do need one. So we've looked out and I'm putting forward Tony. I don't know how you say it.
I think it's Hajar.
Hajar.
That's correct.
I called him and spoke with him. I sent out his resume. He was down as the engineer and planner and zoning officer in Raritan for quite some time, and has moved on from there. They've just gone in a different direction. Tony was up for working with us, so I think we showed him the contracts, and so far so good.
Yes.
If people are amenable, I would propose we appoint him effective August 1 as a conflict engineer.
And I know our lawyer has worked with him for a number of years, Carson Tyler.
Right. John Drill works, I think he does work down in Raritan as well.
Yeah.
So he spoke very highly of him, and that's probably how we made the connection. So based on that. All right. Thank you, Mr. Glazer. I'll second it.
And Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Glazer?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Johnson?
Yeah.
Ms. Kleinman?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
And Mr. Sumay?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Good. Thank you. And I think that the application that we need him for is the sewer authority.
Yes,
coming
the Township Sewer Authority. They are going to be putting in replacing the pump station at North 100 High School.
So I guess you can get him now with whatever he needs. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right. We have minutes from May 2nd, 2022. I know Denise posted a 99 and 44 one-hundredths percent version, and then did a final. That was fine. A final version with a couple of minor typos captured.
Yes, you and Sue had some the same and some different. So
see?
Very good mix. Thank you.
I can never hold a candle to Sue's watchful eye when it comes to him. So anybody have any questions or comments or concerns? If not, is there a motion to approve those minutes? Those are the eligible members on the...
So moved.
Seconded.
Thank you, Mr. Lazarus and Ms. Kleinhans.
Okay, Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Oh, no, wait a minute. No, we're not eligible. Mr. Glazer?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
And I'm sorry, I don't have it. Ms. Johnson is not eligible. Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah. For some reason, I didn't have it on my sheet. Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
And Mr. Sumay?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. There are no resolutions, but we have now, for our gentleman on the phone, we do have a master plan consistency review. This is ordinance number 1174-2022, an ordinance of the Township of Clinton, Hunterdon County, New Jersey, amending the amended former municipal building non-condemnation redevelopment plan, the Block 53, Lot 3, Clinton Township, to reduce the minimum required lot area for the mixed-use lot and authorize the planning board to grant deviations from the redevelopment plan requirements under certain circumstances. So we have on the phone, and I'm talking to an empty room, so just for the record, for those of you who may be listening, there is nobody from the public here. But we do have on the phone our planner, Tom Behrens, and we do have our attorney, Joe Torriello. So maybe I'll throw it to Tom. Do you want to just give us a quick update? We have this ordinance that we've read. Give us a quick summary of really what's changed and why this is before us again, and then we can go from there.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And first, I'd just like to thank you all for accommodating us in this way and the flexibility for allowing us to call in. So without further ado, my understanding pertaining to the issues as to why these amendments are needed have to do with, one, that the technical vacation of the easterly portion of Washington Street that is being conveyed to the developer is less than was originally contemplated in the concept plan and what was approved for the site plan. So it created an issue with respect to the minimum lot area requirements, and now the approved site plan technically deviates from the ordinance. So that's one issue. And the second issue has to do with, in the same vicinity along Washington Street in the township right-of-way, there was a portion of it referred to as a gore, which was a several-foot-wide portion of the street that was sort of unclaimed, let's say, and recently through a title search, it turned out that I believe that township owns it and that the adjacent property unaffiliated with the redevelopment area has a claim or an option to potentially purchase the land, which would impact the configuration of the concept in the previously approved site plan. So that's what's driving the need for these amendments. And if you flip to page 2 of 3 at the bottom, there are items A and B, which are the specific amendments. And the first amendment is revising the minimum lot size from 30,000 square feet to 20,000 square feet. And again, this anticipates that the westerly portion of Washington Street will remain a public roadway so that the adjacent residential property to the north can maintain its driveway access. The easterly portion of Washington Street will be conveyed to the developer and become part of the redevelopment area. And finally, provision B allows for the board now to grant C variance relief, which may or may not be needed depending on what happens with this gore situation, and to allow for any flexibility moving forward. So those are the amendments. And with respect to their consistency with the Township Master Plan, this site and the redevelopment plan are specifically included in the Township's 2018 Housing Element and Fair Share Plan, essentially as proposed, as well as the Township's 2018 Land Use Plan Amendment. And I would note that it furthers a number of the township's general planning goals relative to historic preservation, aesthetic enhancement, promoting the public welfare, providing affordable housing, and providing housing diversity in this area of the township. So it would be my opinion that these two amendments and the plan itself are very consistent with the township's master plan. And I'd be glad to answer any questions.
That was very thorough.
Yeah, I mean, if I try to summarize it even more simply, that's what my mind does. All we're doing here, Tom, is we're changing the minimum size from 30,000 to 20,000, essentially. We've already discussed this and agreed that it's consistent. We're just making it apply to a smaller lot size based on some newly found circumstances. Is that a reasonable summary?
Right. It's a technical issue, but the layout of the plan essentially, for the most part, will remain unchanged in terms of building placement, parking, et cetera. There may be some minor tweaks, but the plan that the board has seen in the past and approved will essentially be the plan ultimately that comes in, I would expect, in possibly September or September, I would say.
Yeah, so he has to come back for some on the site.
He technically, at this point in time, he technically needs site plan approval, correct, based on these latest issues.
Yeah, that's why we have B, just in case we need to be able to have a little flexibility. Mm-hmm. Which Triska told us when the Strategic Council, this is actually relatively common.
Yeah.
clause in redevelopment plans. We didn't have it in this one, but it's not uncommon.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I do too. Going forward, we'll need to think about it.
That Gore thing, we tried when I was still mayor, and we worked on it for 6 months, and kudos to the current legal lineup. The Gore goes back to the early 1800s. And it was some kind of a footpath or something that nobody really owned. I mean, we went back to the 1850s, but we didn't go back all the way. The title company really, they did a lot of hard work on this one, so I'm glad we finally figured that out. It was driving me crazy. It's 13 feet wide, and, you know, since nobody owns it, when we vacate the street, the neighbor is entitled to half, and we are entitled to half, and we have to negotiate whether it should be in one.
Oh, I see.
Mm. Wow. All right, so anybody have any questions beyond that? Nice summary from Mr. Behrens. Joe, anything from your perspective?
No, I have nothing to add. I reviewed the proposed ordinance and it makes sense to me.
Okay. So again, I'll note again, there is nobody from the public. I wish there were. We came out, but that being said, is there any more questions or discussion? If not, is there a motion?
So we can say this one is
to say this is consistent with the master plan.
I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Glazer. Is there a second?
Mr. Lazarus? Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Glazer?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
I guess. Yes.
Ms. Johnson?
Yeah.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
And Mr. Semet?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. You know, this project has been going on since before even I was the mayor, before two mayors before me, in some form or another. Mm-hmm. This has been going on, and so it's just been a long, painful path. And every time we get closer here, it just, I'm hopeful this is finally getting us there.
Very difficult to explain to people that we're not in government.
It's only government could work this way, where you, like. Mr. Higgins said a Gore from 1850.
The residents of Vanville have always been very sort of like frustrated with the status quo.
Oh, I know.
Forward and understandably so. It's been an eyesore for.
And it's still, but it still is. But we just, we're. I think we finally are pretty darn close. But
yeah, this is the last icing on the cake, or cherry on top, or whatever the expression is. And we started in 2015 with, you know, the first use of the redevelopment statutes.
Right.
So this particular version, and this is right. There were lots of
different versions. There was, I know.
Well, it goes back to when we thought that.
Including a town museum. Mark's headquarters, you know.
It's always been tricky because the historic issues.
Yeah. My corporate director would have called it a haunted transaction, one that will never end.
No. I didn't wonder. But it's going to be a nice community in any way. When it's done, a shared parking lot with paving.
Yeah. Oh, I think
cafe.
As Mr. Lazarus says, the residents have been asking it rightfully for years to have it, and it really is a nice plan when it's going to be finally done. It's just
the front will be restored nicely, I think. It's just boy.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully it'll look a lot like Gourmet Expressions, the old Gourmet Expressions up in Tewksbury in Pottersville. Mm-hmm. That's a nice place. In fact, the operator, Jen, closed that place, and she's a friend of the redevelopers. So who knows? Maybe it'll be really
fun. Oh, cool. That would be a win-win.
Yeah, it'd be a nice, funky place that would really fit into that community.
Good.
Yeah, that's the hope.
Good. Well, we have no public hearings. There are no communications. We do have the vouchers. I know they were included in our electronic file link. I've reviewed them.
There was one extra one in there for the Baker project, which is the board
which
of
is a board of adjustment. I was going to say that, but otherwise, I'm okay. I looked at them. If are there any questions, or I'll make a motion to approve the vouchers. Is there a second? Thank you, Ms. Kleinhans. Roll call.
Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Johnson?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes. We'll do a couple of reports, but I'm happy to let our professionals go so they can. You're welcome to stay on, guys, if you want to hear a couple of minutes of reports, but if not, you're welcome to sign off, so your call.
Okay. I'll sign off. This is Joe Torriello. Thank you, everybody, and have a good evening.
Thanks, Joe.
You too, Joe. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
I was disappointed.
All right. Well,
it's not a good old
If you don't need me, I'll sign off, too. My 4-year-old assistant's getting a little restless.
Yeah, go. Go. Go.
Plenary training. In the background.
Yep, all the illustrator.
Yes. So thank you all again for accommodating us.
Yep.
I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Tom.
Have a great night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. So we got reports real quick, as long as we got the.
Well, for council, there's nothing because we're on summer schedule. The only meeting we had was the emergency, your special meeting, to introduce the ordinance that we just talked about, the consistency review, which we'll hopefully be hearing at the meeting on the 10th. So that's it from council.
Good. Ordinance subcommittee, we did want to throw another thing on the plate.
Why not? We got a lot of this for trying to reorganize.
Denise, and I think we need to talk to John, but on that subset, but as it relates to some of these cell tower applications, there may need to be a different track for some of them based on some of the new statutes and some of the new requirements.
And so, this is permitted by rights.
Yeah, so let's just, I think John was willing to take a look with that group to say it doesn't fit in the full, the full Nelson, if you will. Right. Full, and then in this modified one, it still may not fit, so let's look at it.
Maybe it goes in the exemption column.
But I think that group would be a good group to look at it with John's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've actually got three of them right now.
Really?
Oh, I have another one coming tomorrow, but that one's not site plan. That's going to be upgrades to the substation at New York Life, which I don't even know really what that is.
Well, the two.
Is that electric or?
Yeah, there's
okay.
Two.
That's the only information that I have. They didn't give me anything else yet, but it's coming tomorrow.
Well, they were before us a while ago. There's two.
For lighting, they were before us.
Well, also on the transformers. There's two 10 MVA transformers on Tilbury Road.
Okay.
And we had, they physically upgraded one, and that's a big transformer. It's the size of, Volkswagen. And, they upgraded one, and we said, look, we're going to give you permission to upgrade both, so you don't have to come back. So that's the only external substation they have. They got substations within the building, but I wouldn't think they would come to us for that.
That's a very construction code.
But you might, if...
Well, I guess I'll see when it comes in.
When it shows up, because... And go back to the resolution then, because John specifically said, look, you're just asking for approval for one transformer.
And normally, so the substation houses transformers? Is that?
Yeah, it's they're on the right-hand side going north on Cokesbury, and right by the driveway entrance. It's surrounded by some evergreens and things, but there's a fenced-off area the size of a two-car garage, and with two transformers, and they're a data center, so there's always a... N plus one transformer, so if one fails, the other one is already online.
Okay.
So we knew they were only going to do one, and we specifically said, because that's the only rational way to do it. But we also knew they'd be back second one eventually, so you might check. Maybe
well, if this is what that is, maybe the individual who's making the application isn't aware.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, okay. I'll check that out. Thank you. But it's helpful to have these conversations. So I currently have three for cell towers. And the first two that came in, they're basically just trying to say that they don't need to submit anything, that everything is a waiver. And I'm like, well, that's really not the spirit of it. So
That's all we do with cell towers in Fort Loudoun.
So, yeah, we might need to look at that because they're saying that what we're asking for is over and above what we're allowed to ask.
But in the past, they came for a site plan waiver.
John has...
And I did speak to John about this. I ran this by him, and I said, if this were correct,
I think that's right.
Okay.
I think we may need to make a change, and he said, I think you're right. So I would say...
But this, not... I think that's the...
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
So it's like an in-between, not a full exemption, but not a full administrative, a modified administrative?
Right, that's what I picked up. So I think it's worth just a little...
Okay.
Especially because we seem to be getting a bunch of, and I have another one coming from Frank Ferrara. He just called me today, actually. So.
Back again.
Speaking of back again, someone else kind of came out of the woodwork. Dr. Nenna came to my window today. He wants to know what he needs to do to finish the Spring House court.
This is over off of the pain room?
Yeah. I'm like, well, what do you mean? He says, well, I never got my bond back, and I want to know the list of what I need to do. I said, are you trying to say you didn't perfect the subdivision? Yeah, I didn't do that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I says, I'm going to have to look into it. He says, yeah, this is like 15 years ago. Okay.
There's a long story there. The county was not happy with some of the wells that were enclosed. There's a bunch.
And Kathy would have great history on that, but... We don't have Kathy now.
You can call her. She gave me her cell.
I have it too.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, if you suggest it, then I will give her a call. I owe her a call anyway, so.
The county was pursuing him, and he wasn't findable, apparently.
Nobody's
heard from him. I guess he still practices down there, but I should look him up.
I remember that application from 10 years ago.
But is that Spring House? The cul-de-sac that's focused south that the rabbi lives on?
It's the one that the rabbi lives on.
Yeah. There's one down. There's a one that...
Well, he said it's the one with the farmhouse, and then there are two houses.
That's it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. Yeah.
And I actually had a call from the person who owns the farmhouse recently. Mm-hmm. They want to build, possibly build an accessory structure there for their horses. So.
Yeah, I'd be careful.
Yeah, that has a lot of. I remember that app. There's that. There is the spring house that had to maintain. There was some restrictions
so I
on
said,
that
well,
existing
I said we'd have
lot.
To do some research because they live elsewhere. But I couldn't get a clear answer if someone is living in the house. I don't know.
And then there was some difficulty with the builder that was working with him.
Yes,
over a little bit. East of that area. Mm-hmm. I don't remember his name now. I got side 31. So.
Yes.
It's an Italian name.
Yeah. Somewhere.
Do you have an inch? Tom, do you have an inch?
That's it. Yeah. All right. So you know that.
You know enough of the.
Thank
yeah,
you.
I know that. Yeah, there was. a disagreement between them.
It's a worker's
right. Okay. Anything else from the ordinance subcommittee?
No, we've got to reprioritize a bit, so we'll put this in the hopper and.
It is.
As I went through it again, there's more than I'd remember even, so we'll hold it together. And, I'll talk with the mayor, too, so what he thinks is important.
Yeah, he was going to organize, or Trishka was organized to call to.
There's a couple of things that might be simple, but then there's others that are.
We bundle a bunch of simple things.
Just kind of do an omnibus sort of ordinance, a few definitions
and some urgent things. See what they want.
Yeah.
Oh, is there something with the sign ordinance?
Oh, yeah, that's on our list.
It should be.
Well, do we... Okay, so I have a zoning situation, something that I saw on my own, and then I just got an anonymous letter about it, and it is something that needs to be addressed, but I mentioned it to Brian, and Brian said, and I didn't get a chance to talk to John yet, that there's an issue with the ordinance, so maybe hold off. So it's the corner of Wellington and begins with a C. Is it Cambridge or Canterbury? I always get the two mixed up.
Yeah.
With all the English names. Yeah.
Oh, I know. Is
there a sign there?
There are five big flags that really are billboards. on, no, not on the house, on their stockade fence, which is a front yard because it's a corner lot.
I know.
And then the little free expression signs, I don't know if it's seven or eight.
Yeah, there's a whole line.
Political.
Yeah.
And so people are finding it offensive. So I was going to just send a letter, but I just don't know what part of the ordinance this is.
Yeah. It was a town in Union County, Roselle, as I remember.
Yeah, they got into this.
And the town turned tail and ran. So
probably want to talk to, if, before we do anything, talk to John Drill more. Because when you get into those political expressions, it can get very murky.
Exactly what our side
is. Offensive to many people.
Right, but you're only allowed to have one free expression sign.
I know.
That's the question.
Okay.
There was a Supreme Court decision a number of years ago that may have invalidated certain portions of our sign.
Okay.
So we need to do a social thing. And John is really the expert on the best way to proceed.
All right, I'll wait until he comes back then. And I was, you know, I was going to sit on it temporarily anyway, but then I just got this letter on Friday.
It's actually a specialty of law. When we did that ordinance, it was done by a fellow in Florida. They used to call him Billboard Bob. He was a,
I remember hearing you reference him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was brought in special to.
Yeah, he's the first, that's all he does, First Amendment stuff. So
he passed away, though?
I think he did.
Yeah.
So we need to find a lawyer that, you know, John's comfortable with that specializes in this and make sure that we're on solid ground.
Got
that's
it.
My view.
Yeah, no, that
I
makes
think
sense.
That's, I think that's the question, Joe.
Okay.
All right. Anything from the Environmental Commission?
I don't have anything for you this time because our meeting is this Thursday. The last one we already really talked about a couple weeks ago. So the next one.
How about historic? We were going to add them too.
So I want to add historic. I'm not prepared to speak to that. We only had two recommendations for approval of a formal budget. I know that we used to have a budget at some point in time. It was very minimal.
That's a council conversation.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I want to have a conversation about that. If we could bring historic as a just an advising body to these meetings moving forward, and happy to speak on behalf of our chair, Mr. Simonelli, but there were just two minimal sign costs that we were looking to get approved and fine budgeting for moving forward.
To the mayor.
Brian Gifford, your kind of this sort.
Right.
He's 10 years.
So we're having back and forth conversations to figure that out, but.
Okay. There was some budget for Stryker.
I mean, back when I was a couple cycles ago, we used to have little budgets for all these groups. What would happen was they wouldn't really spend them.
Yep.
And what was when I was around, we just basically said, look, if you have a need, come talk to us and we'll provide it. Because otherwise people were saying, well, I got to spend my budget and do something. And it was just kind of, it was counterproductive.
There's a diminutive about in the budget set aside, but then the conversation could be had.
Right, if you come forward and say, that's typically
some transfers.
Like,
and they do have some new members on that board that are coming up. So I think that there's a lot of great initiatives that are ongoing, and there's going to be a lot of kind of refresh and good blood kind of to move that forward. So it's not going to be a substantial spend. It's signs here and there. It's working with the DPW to have them in once we get them. But just knowing that we have it is helpful. It kind of, you know, gets rid of that roadblock meeting over meeting if we meet once a month. Would be helpful.
Yeah, good. All right. Mm-hmm. Anything else for the sake of good order or not?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry, who was second on that?
Ms. Butcher.
Thank you.
Seven minutes. Well